Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Melissa.
So what's hot and trending?
A local hotel fined for social distancing violations. The MTV VMAs get a host, and the Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion collaboration is finally here. In the juice, it looks like the Black Lives Matter movement may have ended a bachelorette engagement. And Leroy has sports.
And no more tears for Patriot fans. Well, for now.
But first, three Saugus police officers were stabbed and another injured after responding to a Tuttle Street home yesterday morning, initially to investigate a report of a stolen U-Haul rental vehicle that had not been returned. The suspect, Stephen Sasong, was arraigned in Lynn District Court on multiple charges, including three counts each of attempted murder. The officers appear to have suffered non-life-threatening injuries, thank goodness. A Massachusetts hotel is accused of holding back-to-back large events, which included a wedding with well over the state's 100-person outdoor gathering coronavirus guideline limit. The Colonial Hotel in Gardner violated state COVID-19 regulations by holding a wedding with more than 300 people on Saturday and an event with 190 guests on Sunday. The Gardner Board of Health issued a total of, listen to this, $600 in violations after determining regulations were not followed.
Hey, that'll really keep people from doing that.
Right, that's going to teach them a lesson. And Keke Palmer has been tapped to host the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards later this month. This comes after the announcement that her ABC morning talk show with Strahan, Sarah, and Keke had been permanently canceled.
Thank you.
Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga lead this year's nominations with 9 nods each, closely followed by Billie Eilish and The Weeknd. The 2020 MTV VMAs will air live on August 30th at 8 p.m. And two music releases overnight. First, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion dropped their video for WAP. W-A-P stands for wet ass, rhymes with, you can figure it out.
It's actually, Melissa, let me try and figure this out.
I hate you.
With wet ass what?
I'm not going to say it.
Wet ass peanuts?
The censored version of the song, Wet and Gushy, is actually the video that they filmed, and it features appearances by Kylie Jenner. You just have shut up. Shut up.
White ass Penny.
Kylie Jenner and Normani are in the video, among others. WAP is Cardi's first original release since 2019's Press. And now, moving on to my favorite. The Weeknd dropped a collaboration last night with Juice WRLD called Smile. This, of course, serves as sort of a prelude for the Weeknd's augmented reality music experience that's airing tonight at 8:30 on TikTok.
I hope TikTok gets canceled at 8:29.
Hey, you're such a brat. Will you shut up?
Reels.
My God, let's go real.
I take that back. 8:31, so like it'll just start and you get all into it and then they just cut it off.
The ghost of Michael's going to show up and make it happen too.
I can't. In the juice, Kanye West is refusing to admit he's being used by the Republican Party to steal votes away from Joe Biden. But he's not denying that that's his goal. In an interview with Forbes, Kanye avoided the question about being used, only to say he's, quote, walking to win. And when told whether he wouldn't be appearing on enough ballots to earn the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency, Kanye responded, I'm not going to argue with you. Jesus is king. And then finally,
okay,
it's like, what questions are you answering? Finally, when asked if his goal was to steal votes away from Joe Biden, Kanye said, I'm not denying it. I just told you. Of course, all this coming after President Trump commented on Kanye's campaign, saying, I like Kanye very much. I have nothing to do with him being on the ballot. I'm not involved. And we have another Bachelorette casualty. Engaged season 14 Bachelorette stars Becca Kufrin and Garrett Irigoyen, I keep saying his name wrong, have split. And apparently, it took 2 years for them to figure out they're on completely different sides of the fence when it comes to social justice issues. Garrett has been a hardcore supporter of Thin Blue Line and Blue Lives Matter initiatives, and it's caused such a big rift between the two of them. They haven't posted on social media in months. They're living apart, and a source says they're trying to keep it low-key, but the relationship is definitely over.
That's funny.
And she's pissed. pissed at him.
That's so 2020. For the
most part. It really is. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, in golf, the first major in 13 months began yesterday with no fans, of course. And Tiger Woods, he gave the most basic answer to this question. The question was, you know, basically, how do you feel about not having fans? And he said the only way to describe it is it's different. Like, come on.
It's different. It's, yeah. It's garbage is what it is.
Sam.
Garbage.
G-A-R-B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, I love that spelling. In baseball, Oakland A's bench coach Ryan Christensen has apologized for unintentionally making a gesture resembling a Nazi salute after the A's Rangers game. I showed you guys the video. Yo. I'm convinced he did it on purpose. I ain't fooling nobody.
At first, I was like, oh, they just caught him with his hand outstretched, reaching to say hi to somebody in the stands. I don't know, man.
He wasn't facing the stands, though, was he?
Nah, he was
facing the field.
Yeah,
and he did the elbow bend connect to the chest motion that, well.
It's bad. It's a bad look.
In the 40s symbolized something pretty bad.
Yeah, they look really bad. And a lot of Patriot players have opted out of playing this season because of COVID concerns. You can understand that. But no more. Because the deadline to opt out was yesterday, so the team, who you got is who you got, all right? No one's going to, you know, bow out unless they get hurt or unless the NFL season doesn't happen. And then, then we can all shed some tears.
Speaking of the Patriots, though, we're going to be talking to Willie McGinnis at 8:30, former Patriot.
Can he come back?
Can he throw a football?
I was about to say something, but let me keep my mouth shut. Sox Blue Jays tonight at 7:30 and the Celtics Raptors at 9, and that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. A 7-year-old Litchfield, New Hampshire girls summer project could help hundreds of local children when it's time to go back to school this fall. Sophie Rejo's mother and great-grandmother taught her how to use a sewing machine this summer, and she started making pillows but was soon making hair scrunchies. She set up a business Facebook page and sold the scrunchies for $3 a piece. Sophie then decided to add matching masks, which her mom puts together for her. Over about 6 weeks, Sophie sold 110 scrunchies and 45 masks, raising a total of $752. All the money will be donated to the local food pantry and to the Boys and Girls Club of Manchester, which will put together backpacks full of school supplies for children in need.
Boston, get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.